This is Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I have a very special guest today, Nick Cruz from Big Race Fish Camp in South Tampa. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. You know, I'm a huge fan of Big Race Fish Camp, and you guys have been open for how long now?
Almost 4 years. We'll be four years in July coming up.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
So tell me how everything was conceived and what just how it all began.
So it's kind of a story. So I moved into my grandfather's house that lived on Varn Avenue down kind of in that area.
That's right, in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, so I moved there about 5 years ago, and I would get coffee at the green store every day.
Right.
So I'd go in and grab coffee, and you know, growing up that area, you know, my grandfather lived in the house. So growing up, we would go down there, and the area was a little bit rougher, you know. I mean, it wasn't, you know, terrible, but it wasn't great, you know. Mm-hmm. So as a kid, I would like, you know, we would go down there and I'd go to the green store, mm-hmm. the convenience store, and grab something. And, you know, it'd be like, you know, like a little lower income neighborhood, mm-hmm. and the neighbor wasn't so great. So one day I'm at the green store and I'm drinking coffee and I'm looking at the light on Inner Bay and MacDill. And I'm looking at it, and there is, I think, four or five, you know, brand new cars at the stoplight, you know. And I'm like, man, this neighborhood is really in transition. So, mm-hmm. At that time, I'm like, man, we need some food down here. We need more options. Yep. And the day before, I just had went and got a grouper sandwich all the way at the beach. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, man, this is, you know, and it was okay. The grouper sandwich was just okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad, but it was just, you know. Mm-hmm. So I decided that it was time to, like, you know, open a grouper sandwich spot down in that area. And I fortunately for me, the Chabasco Seafood Building was available when I was down there. And I hawked down the landlord for 6 months and had coffee with him every morning because he didn't want to rent me the building.
Really?
Yeah. And there was a homeless guy actually sleeping in the building when I got the keys to take it over.
Wow, so, I had no idea.
Yeah. It was like every morning I would go and have coffee with the landlord and we would just talk and he mm-hmm. was like, I had to negotiate this tiny little building for like 6 months, the lease on it, like trying to get it from him. It was wild.
That's interesting. Now, wasn't there something else next door that sold books? I kind of vaguely remember something.
Yeah. So there was It was quite a few different things. Mm-hmm. It was, from before I can remember, it was a hair salon that they told me, right? It was a hair studio. Then it went to a bookstore. Mm-hmm. I think then it was an AA meeting mm-hmm. place after that.
Okay.
And then we rented it after the AA facility left, or the AA people left.
'Cause I've lived in that area for, since 2005. So I've watched, you know, the progression and everything, but you guys have just made a huge splash in that area. I mean, it's packed all the time when I drive by.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people when I first opened, they're like, "Man, what are you doing opening down there?" You know, and you know, like, you're not gonna, you know, it's gonna be hard for you, especially next to the green store. And I didn't tell anybody this at the time, but I was like, "Man, this is the only rent I can afford right now."
Right.
You know, when I first opened, I was like, "Man, this is the only place that I can go to really mm-hmm. afford rent." And be, you know, and stay relevant. Mm-hmm. So that was my only real option. But I knew that if I cooked good enough food, good food will always prevail over, you know, C locations.
Right.
So I knew I just had to put my best foot forward and really do, you know, what I did and just throw it down.
Well, people will always travel for good food. And I'm amazed when people tell me that live like in Clearwater, they talk about Big Race Fish Camp all the time. They're like, "That's one of my favorite spots." I think that's really, I mean, that's awesome. It's, you guys are talked about quite often.
It's funny. I was in Orlando at the outlet and, I was there shopping, grabbing some shoes or something like that. And a lady, the cashier was talking to the lady that was checking out mm-hmm. and the lady at the counter was telling the cashier, "I'm heading to Tampa for the day." And the cashier tells the lady, "Make sure you go to Big Race Fish Camp."
And you were right
and
there.
And I'm like, and this is in Orlando, you know, like at the outlet. And I'm like sitting there like, did this really just happen?
That's
you know,
awesome.
Like, is this for real? And that was kind of the day that I realized, I was like, man, we might have something special on our mm-hmm. hands when, you know, if people, if the cashier is telling you in Orlando mm-hmm. to go check out the grouper sandwich at Big Ray's.
That's awesome. I mean, I have friends in Sarasota. They were actually, yesterday was a Taste of South Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into them and they were all saying they were heading over to Big Ray's after because they were like, we're here, so we're going.
Yes, yeah. It's awesome. You know, it's awesome. I'm just happy to be a part of the, you mm-hmm. know, the conversation. Just right. There's so many good cooks in town, so many good chefs in town right now that I'm just happy to even, you know, to be a part of it mm-hmm. and excited to be a part of it.
Well, your grouper sandwich is my absolute favorite. And I'm not just saying that because you're on this podcast. It really is. I've been talking about it for years. It's my number one. I love it. It's the best I've ever had. I mean, in Tampa. I mean, I've only lived here. I think I've lived here, gosh, since 2003. But yours definitely is the best.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, we try to set the standard in the business, and I'm a longtime fisherman. I'm a lifelong fisherman, outdoorsman, and a cook. Mm-hmm. You know, and what I try to do is bring the best product, regardless of the mm-hmm. price that it's costing me. At the end of the day, I want right. my customer to have the best quality mm-hmm. piece of fish, and I think, you know, I think that shows, right. And you know that's just what we do. You know, mm-hmm. I this is my first restaurant, so everybody says the restaurant business is so difficult, it's so tough. Well, this is the only thing I know.
Yeah,
it's all I've ever done. So to me, it's not difficult if you are putting out right. great quality food, and you know you have good customer service.
Right. It's pretty basic. I mean,
sure, it's, you know, it's not rocket right. science, right?
Right?
You know, I think where the real mistake happens is a lot of businessmen try to open restaurants.
Right.
Right. So then, you know, they're held hostage by the chef in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it in a lot of restaurants I used to work at. So I would go in and I would see a cook or a chef that would cook for the owner. And then when he wasn't happy with the situation, you know, he'd ask for more money right. or he would want something and then the owner wouldn't want to give it to him. So he would leave. And then the restaurant would suffer.
Almost like football, right?
Sure, sure. So I knew that if I opened a restaurant as a cook or as right. a chef that, you know, I had a better chance.
Right. I agree with that. No, I'm a Steelers fan. This Antonio Brown thing. Everyone's like, get over it. I'm like, I know, but it's just, it's hard because every day I follow him on social media. So anyway.
Sure.
Aside from the grouper sandwich, like what else are some of your big sellers? I mean, I think I've had almost everything on the menu.
Sure. So we source a lot of local shrimp. So our peel and eat shrimp and mm-hmm. our shrimp po' boys are another huge, huge seller.
Right.
One thing that we did create was a lobster corn dog. We sell hundreds of those.
I've had that. It's awesome.
Over the weekends. Yeah. Those are some of our big things. One of our sleeper dishes is the yuca and blackened shrimp.
I get that all the time.
That's one of the best things. And then, another thing that's not on the menu anywhere, but you can always order it mm-hmm. is called the Noche Buena, which means like Christmas Eve in Spanish.
Right.
And we do yuca with roasted pork on top of it.
Ooh, I'll have to try that.
It's really, really good.
That is.
Check out the secret menu because that's, you know, it's our little menu yeah. board. You know about it.
I've had the oyster po' boy before. The shrimp burger. That
yes.
was a special. That was another one of my favorites.
So that's on the menu all the time now.
Okay.
We had to keep that on the menu. There's a couple of things that's funny. You know, like we'll run a specials mm-hmm. and then when they hit right?
right
and like people want to come and they order and then like so it's funny because people will not get upset. They'll be okay if we run out of grouper. They're like, oh okay, well, I'll order something else. But if we run out of yuca or shrimp burgers, it's like that, you know, it's a
right.
problem. They're like, what, you don't have any yuca? You know, like I came 40 minutes for yuca, you know. So those are a couple of things that
yeah.
we constantly keep on the menu
right.
So
and you actually have some pretty awesome dessert items.
Yeah.
I have to say I was surprised my first visit. I had the donuts. Those were great.
Those are one of my favorite,
yeah.
right? So at heart, I mean, I'm a true fat kid at heart, right? I'm a carny in my past life. So mm-hmm. I love anything in the deep fryer, especially if it's sweet. I mean,
right.
donuts, you know, we do cronuts with Lucky Charms on top and condensed milk.
Right.
It's unbelievable. We do deep fried key lime pie.
That's
which
another
is,
one I love too.
I love the deep fried key lime pie, deep fried Oreos, you know, anything.
Just fry it up.
Carnival-esque.
right.
As we
right.
would say, right?
Right.
So, but we do have some healthy options, you know, not on the dessert side, but, you know,
yeah.
some salads and other stuff. So.
Right. And your wings are fantastic, too.
Yeah.
I was telling Ian about that. He needs to go try your wings.
Our Old Bay wings, one of mm-hmm. our signature wings. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that separates us in the wing category. You know, we do all the normal ones, buffalo and mm-hmm. barbecue, but one of our signature ones is our Old Bay wing, and it's really, really good. It's very tasty.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for expansion? And I know you have the taco place opening up.
Yeah, we're
next
getting
door.
Yeah, we're getting ready to open that. I know it's been a long, you know, paused process. A lot of people are ready and waiting, and I'm really sorry about that. And we are going to get open within the next 2 months.
Okay.
There.
I'm excited. TP Tacos.
TP Tacos.
I love the design, the artwork outside.
Yes, so we're excited to roll that concept out. We're actually opening our second location on the Riverwalk at the Convention Center. That's scheduled to open late May.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that, to be a part of that footprint down there and all that's going on. We're excited to be down there, and we partnered up with Aramark. Mm-hmm. You know, we were pumped about that as well. We can learn some stuff from those guys. You know, we're just excited to be on that team down there and really, really see the city blossom.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I mean, that's really going to really kind of make people aware of you guys that haven't heard of you yet.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there are people that haven't heard of you.
And that spot, I felt like that spot, you know, I feel like that spot was made for us pretty much.
Right.
You know, like, it's on the water. It's right there, you know, centrally located. Everybody can come and grab a grouper sandwich. Mm-hmm. When you think about, you know, Tampa and sitting on the water, you know, you really want a grouper sandwich in your hand, and that's what we're trying to fill there.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
we're excited. Pumped. We cannot wait. We're so excited.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, thank you for joining me today. I know you've been busy. You were just in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's awesome. Go check it out. Great place.
It's one of my favorite cities. I'm very lucky because I have family there, so whenever I go to Seattle, I have a place to stay.
Yeah.
But,
great place.
Yeah.
Great place. I would go back tomorrow.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you by chance try Rachel's ginger beer?
I did not.
Oh, I should have texted you and told
yes.
you that.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I love ginger beer, and they have several locations in Seattle, but they've got crazy flavors like carrot ginger beer and beet ginger beer. It's pretty.
I love ginger beer.
Yeah, they've done a great job with that out there.
I love a little bit of Jameson in my ginger beer.
I had some of that yesterday at the Taste of South Tampa from McDonald's, but anyway.
Yeah.
So how can we find you on social media?
I am, man, I'm so bad at this. Let me check.
No,
I have to check my account. I am Chef Cruz. On Instagram.
Perfect.
And I'm
it's Big Race Fish Camp.
Big Race Fish Camp on Facebook.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excited.
So, yeah.
We'll get some more followers for you.
We're excited. You know, we're excited. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me on
thank
here.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
It's
so awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody. Don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on radioinfluence.com. If you have a chance, please subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. Have a delicious week, everyone.
This is an In the Trenches with Ian Beckles. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
So the Buccaneers made history by hiring the first full-time female coaches in franchise history, in any franchise history. The team added Moral Javadifaris, not an easy name, as an assistant strength and conditioning coach, and Lori Locus as assistant D-line coach. Now, I was asked last week, what do I think of the signings? And I said, well, how can I think? I've never heard of them before. And, well, what do you think about hiring a female? Listen, if you know what the hell you're talking about, I don't care what sex you are. But you better know what you're talking about. That ain't no place to walk into half-assed in something, okay? Because if you're coaching the D-line, those D-linemen, like JPP, has heard it, okay? So if you think you're going to add to anything that JPP has, you better come with some mad knowledge. I mean, as an offensive lineman, I had offensive line coaches, like my offensive line coach. I'll bring him up. Chris Forster is a great example. Chris Forster, the dude that's snorts coke and sends the videos to hookers, that guy, walked in the meeting room and right away, like, I was an X's and O's guy. Like, I had to know what I was doing. It was important for me to know what was happening on the football field. And right away, he just didn't he didn't match up. Like, I had Carl Mock as one of my coaches. I had Bob Wiley, who is now the offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns. And they were X's and O's guys, and they knew exactly what to do. And this was their system. They knew it like the back of their hand. And Chris Forster came up there and tried to bullshit his way through some systems. And I put my hand up and I go, well, what if they do this? What do we do? And his answer was, I'll give you an answer at lunch. That's not a good answer. Listen, Morrell and Lori, glad to have you on board. If you're knowledgeable, get it. If not, we're going to know.
In the Trenches with Ian Beckles can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.